The Minister of Information, Jointe Akologo, has expressed his disappointment at the media's line of questioning during their meeting with the President. He said most of the questions, instead of focusing on development issues, were centered on sensationalism and controversy. Mr. Akologo made the remarks on Radio Ghana's current affairs program, Behind the News.
Even me sitting at the back, I anticipated some other questions that would have bothered on development and maybe more searching.
When you say development, can you be a bit specific?
Yeah, in fact, for instance, today I was sad to know that nobody asked any question on environmental situation. Nobody asked any question on provision of potable water. How far have we gone? Nobody asked on anything about the roads. There was much on sensationalism. People wanted issues of controversy rather than development, and I thought that was not enough.
So you are a medium on yourself, your background in media. How would you rate your calling?
It was above average. It could have been better, because what do we seek to do as journalists? We say we want to educate. What, educate them about what? About conflicts? Educate them about development, about their welfare. What is it that they expect from government? Are we going to say that we want to tell our younger generation that they have no hope?
Though the Vice President of the GGA, Roland Afomani, agrees with the Minister, he believes corruption is a major issue and one of the campaign promises of the government. This is said could have been the reason for the media's line of questioning.
I'm inclined to side with the Minister that we would have done better with some of the questions we posed. They were repetitive and certain stages were boring. Corruption is a major issue, and it was one of the campaign promises to curb corruption. Our position on the corruption desk or the corruption league table is not something to be enthused about. Empirically, the evidence is so clear that corruption is endemic, and what boggles our mind is the chronic difficulty on the part of government to fight, because whether I like it or not, citizens are inclined to find ways and means, whether lawful or unlawful, to gain some advantage. This tendency breeds corruption, and the government has a responsibility imposed by its mandate to ensure that the corrupt practices are reduced to the barest minimum.
Mr. Mani suggested that in order for the media to get their line of questionings right, there should be a meeting among them before the event.